Fishermen of the Mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Fishermen of the Mind. When Jesus the Christ was out romping around all over the Sea of Galilee and collecting all sorts of guys to come and work for him, he got the fishermen who worked on the boats in the lake there in the Sea of Galilee, and he said to them, come and be fishermen of men. And he got the tax collector, and he got quite a variety of people to be among his 13 followers, the 12 followers.
Yeah.
And he's the most amazing guy. Well, he also got more other people who followed him and who wanted what he was doing, and they joined the group, but they were sort of in the background. They didn't come out until afterwards. Now, what were these 12 disciples doing, these 12 fishermen of men? What were they doing? Fishermen of the mind. What did Jesus teach them? Did he teach them to go out and build churches and to go out and build educational institutions? Did he teach them to go out and have everybody become a rabbi as he was? Did he teach them to go out and have everybody become a religious leader like he was and a spiritual master like he was? Did he do that? No. He didn't do that at all. Now, why didn't he do that? Would you say that he wasn't interested in having a church or having people follow him? What was it that he wanted them to do? What was it that Jesus wanted all of his disciples to do, and what he wanted everyone who heard what he had to say to do? He wanted everyone to be themselves and have fun, to be good citizens, to be fun citizens, to live in their land and bless it and honor it and enjoy it, and that let every moment of their life be thrilled and filled with joy and happiness. Now, that's what he was teaching. That's what he said to all of them. Now, into his teachings were brought in certain aspects of other cultures, and these were brought in by people who were writing about what he said after he had long since been no longer on the scene. And because of that, we are inclined to believe that the religious groups and the organizations and the communities that lived surrounding the place where Jesus taught, that they had an impact on the teachings of Jesus. And he was supposed to be teaching what they taught. And that was not true. That was not true. Jesus' teaching was about as pure as any teaching could ever be. He said, you should be fishermen of the mind. Fishermen of the mind, of what's going on. He said, it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth that makes a difference. He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He talked mainly from the perspective of being good human beings and good divine beings. But first he said, be good human beings. First he said, if you will do this one thing, you will have the kingdom now. If you'll recognize that God dwells in you, God is in you, God is the allness, the only thing you know, and therein, be yourself and have fun. Go and enjoy yourself. Go and have fun. Why is it that Jesus was always partying with other people and not with his disciples? Why didn't he take his disciples along when he was out partying? Well, the disciples were like the Buddha's disciples. They all felt he had to flagellate himself and had to deny himself and certainly not drink wine and certainly not eat food. He ate fish and he ate everything else that was served, you know. He didn't say, I don't eat these things. The only people who say, I don't eat these things are people who need them, and that's why they do eat them. If you don't need it, you don't say anything about it. And if it's there, you eat it. And if it's not there, you don't eat it. You don't put on a show and say, I'm holier than thou. What did he say to his disciples? He said to these guys, he says, whatever I've been doing, whatever I do, you can do whatever I do. And you'll do greater things than I ever thought of doing. You'll go out and just, you know, shake up the world and do wonderful things. And when they came back and said, Jesus, you can preach and teach and heal and raise the dead, but we can't. What's wrong with us? And what's the statement he made to them? He didn't say, well, you didn't eat your Wheaties, you didn't eat your vitamins, you didn't do your magic mantras and stuff like that. All he said to them was, what?
You have little faith.
Oh, you of little faith. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in... What makes a magician fun? He believes in himself. What makes a teacher in school fun? He believes in this subject he's teaching and teaches it with love and joy and enthusiasm. What makes a cop, a traffic cop, effective to stand on the middle of the street when cars are whizzing by this way and that way around him? Man, that's kind of dangerous, you know? What makes him feel so good? He knows his role. I represent justice and law and order. Now, go. Stop. Go. Stop. Go. Stop. He speaks his word and the traffic obeys. And nobody gets anxious about it. Nobody says, oh, what right have you got to stop traffic here? What right have you got? He comes out there with his uniform on. He comes out there with his Obama self on, you know, and he says, I'm here to do a job. You chose me to do a job. You were paying me to do a job. I'm a cop here on the beat. I'm directing traffic. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And he does it. Now, does he have faith in himself? Oh, you bet he does. Does he believe in whatever organization is behind him, the city or the state or the county, you know, or the nation? Sure he does. Does he believe in that stuff? Sure. Well, what's going on then? Well, the disciples didn't. The disciples didn't believe what was behind him. And why did the disciples not believe what was behind them? Because Jesus said, it is not I, but the Father within. And he is speaking to each one that the divine within them was what it was guiding them and directing them and showing them the way. The divine mind within them, the divine intelligence, the divine allness. And to be fishermen of the mind, showing people how to... It is done unto them according to their belief. Showing them again and again and again and again. And did the disciples go out and do that? No, not very well. We don't read about the disciples doing that. Isn't that interesting? And did Paul do that? Paul didn't have the vaguest idea what Jesus' teachings were. He never attended one of Jesus' seminars. He didn't go to one single seminar, you know, and they were happening all the time. He didn't go. He didn't go off on the mountain. He didn't do anything. But what happened to him? He got a good swift kick in the back.
Yes.
You know? And a voice said to him, like to Richard Bach, write me down. I won't let go until you write me down. Remember? Okay, now that's what the voice said to Paul, who was Saul at the time. And a good Jew, you know. Roman soldier, but a good Jew. And so he said, why persecutest thou me? You know, the voice said to him. That's what he tells us, at least. And so he said, God, Bob, who are you? What is this all about? You know, what is that? And it came to him. He was blind until he was willing to see the light. And when he was willing to see the light in his, from his blindness, I really blessed, I messed up. Sorry about that. Is there anything I can do to make rights out of this? And the voice said to him, yeah, carry my message. And so Jesus infused him with the message of what he was teaching. Now, Paul ad-libbed a great deal, and because he didn't have a one-on-one association with Jesus, he didn't teach exactly what Jesus taught, but he taught good rabbi type of teaching, good Jewish type teaching, good common sense type teaching. And that's why he could get away with what he did. But the thing is, the disciples were supposed to do this, and they didn't do it. And you were supposed to do this. Be whole. Let every organ, action, function of your body express the divine that you are. Let your mind be a living river of light and love. Everywhere you go, everyone sees your charisma, as again, back to Obama, wherever he goes, people see his river of light, his charisma. Now, does everyone agree with him? They support him, but they don't always agree with him. Now, is that how it is sometimes? Yeah, that's how it is sometimes. And how about you? Do you agree with yourself? Do you agree with everything you're doing? Do you change your mind occasionally and come up with new and different attitudes because they're based upon a new you, a new awareness that you have, like Paul getting the boot in the butt, yeah? Waking up and saying, oh my God, what did I do? What did I? And he didn't do it. He wasn't there at the time of the crucifixion, but he was there in the presence of coming up upon it. Now, what did he do? What did he do? Well, what he did was he was blind to who he was working with. Are there people blind to you and to me as we are doing our work? Are there people who don't recognize who we are and what our purpose is? Do they think we're all sorts of strange people? Do they think that we're all sorts of crazy monsters because we are standing up for principle so firmly that we say, shoot me if you must, you know? That's principle, you know? But even knowing this, and even knowing it with all your heart and soul and being, you still find it difficult to stand up. You still find it difficult to say, what would I do under a circumstance like that? Well, there's nothing that you would do or not do under a circumstance like that. A circumstance like that that you would create in your life means it's an opportunity for you to prove who you are. Now, if you don't want to do it, don't create the circumstance in your life. Don't create. Why didn't they ask somebody else where that person was when the bandit comes in and says, where is so forth, you know? All right. This mafia man in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, he went to the bartender and he says, where is your boss? And he says, he's not here now. And so the mafia man went downstairs to use the bathroom, and the boss walked out of one of the stalls, and he shot him, boom, 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 boom. Now, should the bartender have told him he was downstairs? Should the bartender have lied and said, I don't know where he is? I don't know what is going on? Why did the bartender create himself being a part of the adventure of the man, the manager being shot? Why did he do that? Why did he create that particular fellow doing the job? Why did he create himself going to work on that day? Why didn't he stay home? Just intuitively, I don't want to be around there for some reason. I know I'm not there, you know. Mm-hmm. Let somebody else handle it. You stay home for reasons that you don't know many times. And when you do that, you're running away from facing your responsibilities. But that's okay. Nobody says you have to face your responsibilities. You can go through life and be a wimp all you want, and that's perfectly okay. Because the world is filled with wimps, you know. People who don't follow principle, people who don't do what they're supposed to do. People come to the monastery here, and they know we're a monastery, and they know that we have rules, and they know that we have a definite program here, and then they act as though we don't. They act as though we don't. They want to come here and use this as their second bordello, you know, and that's a shame, because it's not what we choose to do. And of course, because it's not what we choose to do, they're going to slap us down as hard as they can on the very thing that we are most strict upon. That's just the way it goes. If you can stand up for principle, you stand up always under all, and you don't care what other people say or do. You stand up for who you are. You stand up. Now, are you willing to be a human being? Well, that's an easy path. Are you willing to be a divine being? Well, that's even an easier path. Because there's no middle road in being a divine being. In being a divine being, you are the fisherman of the mind. You are the one who reaches into your own inner soul, your own inner awareness, and you live it moment by moment, every single minute of your life. And there is no other time. There's no other time. all the abundance of the world is as much here today as it was here at peak prosperity times. It's just that people put it away. Really interesting. Yeah. Well, I say to you, if you make a choice to listen to the divine within, and you always follow just that with the divine within, I will not have to say one more word to you. Not that I have to say it at all, but I will not say one more word to you about anything, because you now are in tune with all from within yourself. And anything I do on the outer will just be sort of like fun. And that's okay. No. Choose your program and follow it with all your heart. And just remember, if you got any dirty laundry anyplace, it'll come up. If you are pure as a white-driven snow, there'll be no conflicts ever in your life. Believe it? Mm-hmm. Or not? Have a good day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.